recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and I would like to begin with the first question. This is April the 16th, 2012, and this is the AR Library Q&A call. My husband and I are planning to attend EMS. We have really experienced some breakthroughs and feel we're really starting to move forward in our recovery after a year and a half of pain. We are both very excited about this, and we feel like we're falling in love with one another as we get to know each other again. We've been looking forward to the weekend, but some fears and anxieties are starting to surface. We read forum posts and things that replay what the past brought to us, and we're reminded of how we felt. Those stirred up feelings just don't settle well. Can you reassure us that EMS will not simply stir up bad feelings and stunt our progress? Will there be any focus on how to continue to care for each other and prevent ourselves from hurting each other again? We just don't want to lose what we have. I don't want to do anything that will fight against the progress we've made. I certainly don't want anything to push him away from our family again. I guess I'm just looking for some hope for the weekend to hold on to. Well, absolutely. The purpose of the weekend certainly isn't to stir up feelings. I mean, excuse me. Much of recovery is really about not stirring up feelings, but rather learning to have a rational conversation about what happened, only in the sense you want to learn from what occurred in the past. If feelings come back, sometimes it just says there may be potentially some unprocessed things, but the weekend is far more about how do you let go and move on, much more what do you do when triggers begin to come, how do you eliminate the fear of potential relapse. The last thing you want is for relapse to occur, I mean, obviously, but what are the ways that we can live in a way to make sure we both feel safe? How do we reestablish trust? And more than that, how do we find an extraordinary marriage? I mean, what are the keys to ultimately rebuilding something better than what we once had? So to say that emotions may not currently, you know, be sometimes stirred up, I mean, obviously that could happen, but that's not the purpose of the weekend. The purpose of the weekend is basically to make sure that there's a growing empathy, a growing concern, an ability to forgive, an ability to move on, an ability for you both to feel confident about the path you're involved with as you move forward, and giving you tools to make sure that, again, you don't go back, because in the long run, like I said earlier, you really want this to be about moving forward, not moving backwards. And even over the weekend, one of the things that we really require is that people be respectful. And I think you'll find that you learn things from the other couples that are there. It'll give you potentially a very good sense of how we have moved forward in some ways that maybe you were unaware. You may have made a lot of progress that you're not even, again, conscious of. And so I think it'll be encouraging in that sense. You can look a lot, you can look back and see where you've come from, and I think that for many couples, when they get into this whole situation, it feels very much, I call it like swimming in the water in the dark, underwater in the dark, where you don't know if you're making progress and where all you've come from, where you're going. I think when you get around other couples, it actually affords the opportunity to see the positives that have happened and what God has done. And I hope that both of you can experience that as you go through the weekend, that you'll see that really some amazing things have happened, and you'll probably feel very confident in your ability to continue moving forward. And I think you'll feel like your husband is even more connected to you than he has been in the past. That would certainly be my prayer, and that it would leave both of you feeling very encouraged. So that's our first question. Now for the second question of today. I can find the second question. Here we go. See, my husband, how can my husband, who cheated on me, still be jealous even though he cheated on me? He feels that I'm irrational when I question his continued contact with affair partners. He expresses upsetness when he sees me talking to other men at church and checks my phone records. He denies that he should be held accountable for his phone and text activity. I have zero attachment to others. I only talk to our therapist and our pastor about our issues. I only talk to women about my day-to-day life. I don't eat out with the members of the opposite sex, never with someone more than twice in a row. I don't email, text, or Facebook with men on a regular basis. But he's suspicious of me. Why is that? Well, we can only judge another person by what it would mean if we were to do the same thing. It's difficult to catch someone's motive. You know, one of the things I say is it's more difficult to catch a snipe than it is, it's less difficult to catch a snipe than it is to catch someone else's motive. We don't know what a person's motivations are, so we can only judge them by what our motivations would be. So, tell the story about a woman that came into my office once and said she thought her neighbor was trying to seduce her husband. And I just said, what makes you say so? And she talked about this woman, the way she was dressed, and she had a scoop neck top on and with a push-up bra, and she was always waving at her husband. And I asked her, I said, well, does she ever wave at you? And she said, well, yeah. And I said, well, ma'am, I have no idea whether or not this woman is trying to seduce your husband. But I do know if I ever see you dressed the way you just described her, what you're up to. Because she could only judge that woman's intents by what it would mean if she were to do the same. And I think in AA they have a saying, it's if you spot it, you got it. In other words, the things that bother us most, the judgments we have against other people, typically reveal something about us. They really don't necessarily reveal anything about that other person. And so I would just say jealousy is more of an understanding of how, or my fear of how I would be if I weren't in control. It's really kind of my shadow self, my flesh. So when you say, why is that? Generally, and I can't say 100% of the time, but generally, jealousy stems from the fact that he fears himself. In fact, I went through a period of time when I was very jealous of Stephanie, and I was complaining to one of my friends. She was actually running with her boss after work. Now, she was 28 at the time, and he was probably 58. He had just gotten divorced. I was in graduate school, so we lived in some very high-density an area of town with lots and lots and lots of apartments, and it wasn't a safe place in the evening for someone to go run. But being in Denver in the wintertime, it was also single digits, and I wasn't wanting to go outside and run. So she asked if I minded if she went out with Dave to run so she could feel safe. And I got insanely jealous, and I remember talking to a friend of mine, and he just started laughing at me, and he said, Rick, look, I know your wife. I know Stephanie's not having an affair with him. And I said, then why am I so jealous? And he said, because potentially if you were doing the same thing, you would have an affair. And as I look back on that, I began to realize how spot on he was, that the problem wasn't, you know, Stephanie, the problem was me. Now, let me say in one last piece, I don't know your husband, and I don't even know what's going on, but there is always a place where you want to examine your own heart, though, and make sure that you're safe. I appreciate the boundaries you spoke of, and I'm glad you keep those in place. I think that that's important, but it can be complicated as to why he's responding like that, and I would just recommend hopefully being patient and respond to him in the same way you would like him to respond to you. If you want him to be non-defensive, then certainly you want to be non-defensive in what you model to him in your responses. I wouldn't argue about whether you're cheating or you're not. I would just sit there and say, well, check it all you want. Have at it. If it makes you feel better, check as much as you want. Because ultimately, that would probably be the type of response you would like to get from him. So at least you can model for him what you'd like to have in return. So that's all of our questions for today. I want to thank everyone for calling in. And I hope everybody has a good weekend. And for the calls, it's going to be at EMS. I look forward to meeting you. So God bless.